Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 13. With the help of Rabbeinu Yonah Dalid Yud Gimel, his wonderful commentary and explanations. Rabbi Neharai Omer. Rabbi Neharai says, Heve gola lemekom Torah. Exile yourself to a place of Torah. Ve'al tomer shehi tavo acharecha. Do not say that it will come after you. Shechavercha yikaymuha biyadecha. For your friends, they are the ones who maintain it in your hands. Ve'al binascha al tisha, and do not rely on your own understanding. It's better to live in a smaller community, very focused on Torah and mitzvahs and chesed, than to be involved in a big community that might not have so much stuff. They might have the resources, but it might not have the personal touch. It might not have the ability to be as involved in such a life as such as that. When you want to be involved with Torah, chesed, and mitzvahs, how can you go about your days? How can you go about your lifestyle? Do you want to be a small fish in a big pond or a big fish in a small pond? Do you want to make a difference every day? Do you want to help out those around you every day? Exile yourself to a place of Torah. Choose a community. Choose a place to live where you can make a difference, where you can be a part of the community making a difference, where you can be actively engaged and actively involved in doing good. You move to a city that has millions and millions and millions of people. How much good can be done? Of course, everything we do, we try to do to help out those around us. But when you go to a place, you go to a community, you go to a shchona, you go to a neighborhood, you go to a place that you could really help more, that's really good. Exile yourself to a place of Torah, place of Torah ideas, a place of Torah lived and breathed in the daily atmosphere with chesed and mitzvos and Torah as part of the actual atmosphere, part of the actual aura of the community. And make sure that it is maintained through the help of others. You can't live a hermit lifestyle. You can't live a lonesome lifestyle. In order to keep up with the mitzvahs, to keep up with the Torah, you have to have people holding you accountable for you, for it, holding you to task for it. If you're involved in different things, in different projects and whatnot, who's going to keep you accountable? Your spouse, your friends, family? Who's going to make sure you keep up with it? Who's going to make sure you keep at it? And you maintain your commitments, you maintain your different elements of your life. Make sure to have people, to have friends that help you accomplish it. But don't rely on your own understanding. Don't rely on your own passion. Don't rely on your own energy. Don't rely on your own abilities, because sometimes it comes and goes. Some days you might be full of fire, feeling it, zest for doing Torah mitzvahs, and sometimes you might feel a little bit blue, a little bit down, a little bit lacking energy, a little bit running on empty, so to speak, in the gas tank. You need to have the friends around you, especially the spouse, the kids around you, pushing you, propelling you, helping you, guiding you, making sure that it's in a place of Torah, that it's in a place that's fully involved in mitzvahs, involved in chesed. When you choose the place to live, is it a place that has really good chesed? Is it a place that is involved in a lot of mitzvahs? Is it a place that is a really Torah-dicka community? You think about a community in exile, and you think about a community in Eretz Yisrael, where you want to go, where you want to live. What type of community do you want to be a part of? Where can you make the difference? Where can you really settle in, where you find that your hashkafa really fits, your mindset it really fits, the lifestyle really fits, and the location really fits? Think about where you need to live, where you want to live, and how can you live, and make sure to surround yourself with friends and understand that the ability, the energy might need to be propelled forward by those around you. Let's see what Rabbi Yonah says. So exile yourself to a place of Torah. You should live in a place inhabited by the wise, where there is Torah in abundance. Always have Torah in abundance. Do not say it'll come after you. The friends maintain it in your hands. Do not rely on your friends who have gone off to learn and assume that they will come to teach you and keep up your Torah for you. Instead, you shall exile yourself along with them and pursue Torah if you are eager to know it. We should all be very eager to always know as much Torah as possible in all of our days. Don't rely on your own understanding. Even if you exile yourself to a place of Torah and you learn and become wise, do not rely on your own understanding, Mishle points out. Do not count on your own reasoning. Do everything in keeping with the advice of the Torah sages. We want to make sure that we live in a good Torah Digger community with tons of chesed, tons of mitzvahs, tons of learning opportunities, how we can develop ourselves and how we can envelop ourselves. And when we go to a place of Torah, we should realize to connect to things that really speak to us, things that really attach to us. If you're going to go listen to something about the esoterics about the universe and its finite details, that might not be something that's for you, definitely not for me. But if you go to something that's a major Navi Shir or a major Parsha Shir or major chesed elements entwined, those are things that would speak to me. We need to find things that speak to us. We need to exile ourselves to a place of Torah, but put it in line with your capabilities, in line with your abilities, in line with your thinking. What can you learn? How can you learn? Making sure it's in line with what you can absorb and what you can see, and make sure to surround yourself with good supports and good propellers, especially the best friend that hopefully is your wife, if you're Zochem, and with friends and family around you that could push you and propel you, and to understand that you can't just rely on your own understanding, can't just rely on your own energy, can't just rely on your own zeal and zest for life. You need to have others who push you forward and help you forward as well. Can't always do it alone. Really need those around us to help propel us forward to do as much good as we can throughout our days in every single day. Join us next time as we talk about how we can't understand the age-old question, the age-old question about righteous and the wicked here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.